This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So before the fiscal cliff became the big story in Washington, there was an election and the birth of this thing called a Super Political Action Committee, a super PAC. And here to talk about that and the influence it has had on our politics is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in our Washington Bureau. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Jeremy.
Well, perhaps nobody represents the year of the super PAC more than Sheldon Adelson, this casino billionaire. So how much did he give altogether?
Yeah, he gave more than anybody else, Jeremy. He and his wife, Miriam, spent about $93 million on the 2012 election. Yeah, in support of various Republican candidates. But some of the groups that these super donors contributed to don't actually have to disclose their donors. So Adelson, in fact, had pledged to spend as much as $150 million in 2012. We'll never know how much he and these other big donors gave because some of their money went to groups that don't actually have to disclose.
But the bottom line is they supported a lot of candidates and causes that did not do very well in the election. So not a great rate of return, it seems like.
The biggest donors contributed toward Republican candidates. That's true. So in that respect, no, they didn't have a very good rate of return. Adelson, for example, gave money directly to 9 candidates. Only one of them won.
Huh.
The Adelsons gave $30 million to Restore Our Future, the super PAC that supported Mitt Romney. And for a lot of these big donors, they did not do very well.
Well, Nancy, I guess the big concern when these super PACs came about was that they were here to stay and that this was the new way of doing business in Washington. And my question to you is, if Adelson and others were not as successful as they thought they would be, will they come back for more next time around?
Yes, they will. No matter how much money they lost on the deal, Adelson, for his part, says, yeah, he's going to be back. He says he's a gambling man. He owns casinos, after all. That's how he's made his money.
Yep.
He says he doesn't cry when he loses because there's always a new hand coming up. And that seems to be the big donor's philosophy with politics. I talked about the Adelsons and other big donors with Sheila Krumholt. She's the executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, and they keep track of all this campaign spending, and they've been following Adelson's spending very closely.
You know, he said that he would spend, you know, as much or more again next time. So he apparently doesn't care whether people think of this as a foolish investment or, frankly, whether they think he's trying to buy an election.
And Adelson and these other big donors certainly are not limiting themselves to just backing or opposing candidates, Jeremy. They're also interested in issues. Adelson is especially interested in the various ballot initiatives and legislation on organized labor, including the new law in Michigan that bans mandatory union payments, what supporters call right-to-work legislation. Of course, Adelson owns the only non-union casino on the Vegas Strip, so he has a vested interest in that.
So, Nancy, are we going to see these players like Adelson back in the next election?
Oh, yes. Most certainly we will. The money is not going anywhere in 2012. You know, the interesting thing is Sheila Krumholtz was telling me, you know, you can't buy an election, or at least you couldn't in 2012. She says voters were very aware of the money that these mega donors were spending, and they really didn't like it. The big donors will be back, but the voters are hopefully still going to be paying attention and maybe being a little bit resentful of all this money being thrown around.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that in this election cycle, it wasn't the ads by the super PACs or anyone, but the little viral videos like the 47% comment that ended up attracting the most attention?
Yeah, exactly. And those viral videos don't cost anything. You don't have to spend anything to get them up on YouTube.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington for us. Thanks, Nancy, and Happy New Year.
You're welcome. You too.